Visiting My Grave After Death by Paul Pera. Sunday, as I stepped from a train and found the town and church sleeping to bells and incantations, a little girl greeted me and showed me the flowers on her panties. She left tattling to the streets. Not even that dog of bones lifted his head, dripping with eyes. Glass shivered in the wind. A tiny bell talked to itself. As I entered the cemetery, an arena of marble sticks, seared with a history of arithmetics, I kicked the orange peels from the scab of ground where time unbundled me in a clean shadow. No more will she place her head on my wrists and listen to the traffic buried in my skin. I took stones from the intimacy of my pockets to place like fruit that resist growth and death. I came to spit words in the wind and let them flake issue by issue. I, who never wished to be touched by life, am dead. The privacy of my blood opened for death to spawn a stranger in my body. Black veiled women wither their heads on the graves of daughters and unstitch tear by tear, trying to talk the dead's language and lisp into their dreams. I remember the nights in bars, watching the fire consume itself, drinking impatiently until my eyes became one and flames spread a fabric on my skin. As I came into the ballet of tongues, sashayed into the salty burn, in the restless morning, the sun would eat my window like a cat, bringing the dismembered remains from the evening hunt. That dog of bones barked at my genitals as I left the gate. He wanted my return, but I boarded a train like entering the intestine of a giant, filed into a seat, waiting for the whistle to brush me off into the tunnel's collapsing mouth with its rhythmic rushing and popping flashes, a requiem of photos with serrated edging, a sibilant litany, requius cant in pace et aeterna, requius cant in pace, amen.